Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We're on Chav Vav Amud Aleph at the bottom, starting again from Bechor Tam Shenofel Lebor. Okay, here most have the gears of Bechor Tam Shenofel Lebor. So Yehuda Hanasi Omer Yered Mumcha V'Yira Im Yeshbo Mum Yala V'Yishchot V'Im Lav Lo Yishchot. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda necessarily, or he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda, but Chiddush he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, says that you have to send a mumcha into the bor and see if it has a mum, then you can take it out and shecht it. And if not, you can't shecht it. And whether that's talking whether it had a mum yesterday or not depends what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds. But, okay, Rabbi Shimon, Omer lo Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, Hari Omru ain roi mum v'yontith. And he said, no, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said before us that you can't bechlal judge mumim an yontith. Ketzot. This is what we're up to. Nolad bo mum me erev yontith, ain mevakrin also b'yontith. Okay, if it had a mum from erev yontith, then l'chatchila, you're not allowed to look at the mum an yontith to see if it's a mum over a mum kavua. But since it's not mukta, since the mum was there from erev yontith, b'di'evit, if you saw it, it's okay. Nolad bo mum b'yontith, if the mum came on yontith itself, then Reb Shimon omer ein zeh min hamuchen. Rav Shimon says that it's not min hamuchen because since the mum was erev yontif, not because of mukta, because even though it's not mukta, because Rav Shimon doesn't hold the mukta, but here, since the mum was not there from erev yontif, and you also saw it on yontif, so b'di'evit it's no good either. That's what we think. V'shavim, and they both agree, Rav Yehuda Nosi and Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, that if the animal was born with a mum, so it never had a din iser, then roin mumin, because it's not like a din, and it's not misak in it, because it never had a shasa kosher, that it was a bechor tam, and now you want to know if it became usable or not. It doesn't have a din of tikkun, it doesn't have a din, since the mum came when it was born. So it never had a time that it was a kosher to be a korban. It never was a tam. Then the roes hamum on yontif is not osra filu the gemara sili the mechatchila. That's what we think. Okay. Rashi. Rashi didn't we learn? No let mum may erev yontif. That Rashi. Last Rashi. Reb Shimon ben Asya mafarish milsa to Reb Shimon Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Asya is explaining that din of Ein Roin Mumin B'yontif, of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, right, who doesn't hold the Mukta, but still holds that you can't check the Mum on Yontif because Ein Roin Mumin B'yontif. Ketzer, Nolad Bo Mum B'Erev Yontif, Ein Mevakrin Oso L'Chatchila. If the Mum was there from Erev Yontif, you still can't look at the Mum L'Chatchila. Avalim Ovar V'Bikro, Shokto. But if you did, and you found that it has a Mum Kavua, you could check it. Shari ainu masakin kolkach shekarav hoya ben hashmash is the almost masuka. Since there was a mum before yontif, mistama is the animal's going to be mutter to shech. Shelo haya mechusra l'rias chacham, and therefore it's not considered a tikkun only lechatchila, but b'di'evit it's okay. B'yontif, the imnolid bo mum b'yontif. The Rashi's on the right side. And if the mum was nolid on yontif, b'zu haya Reb Shimon ben Yochai omer ein zeh min hamuchen. But if the mum was only nolad on yontif, and the mail is a complete tikkun, you couldn't have done anything the day before, so you're masakin everything today, so then even b'di'evid, if you checked it, and there's a mum, you can't check it. B'shavin, aval b'zuha yumodim, cholkim shalafaneinu, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, but in a case where the animal was born together with the mum, it was born with the mum, then both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree, shim nolad hayom, umumo imo shizem min amuchan, she'ein bazem mishum tikkun umishum din, shelo hoysa bocheskas isra meolam, ukidamoki lekamon, kigon diyas de daini hosam. Okay, we'll see that. What's it called? When it was born, the dayanim were sitting there and right away said it had a mum. So never at a time that even had a suffix that it was kosher or not. And since it was right away, born with a mum, it's not considered a tikkun at all, and it's okay to use. Okay, so the Gemara is going to speak about it. Dorish Rava Barafuna. No let who mumu imom vakran subyant vechatchila. So Rava Barafuna said that that part of the brisa that says that if it was born with a mum, that you can be mevakar anyantiv means lechatchila. That doesn't mean only b'di'evid. It's okay even lechatchila. Omer Rav Nachman Abba Tani im avro bikro mevukar. The at omres mevakar also lechatchila. So Rav Nachman said, my father taught me this, and he said that it says im avro bikro that it's okay. It doesn't say lechatchila. It's mashar only b'di'evid. If you did it right, then it's okay. But and you tell me it's lechatchila mutter if no let mumo imo. Omer Abaya. Kavosi durava barafuna mistabra. So Abaye said, no, more mistabra like Rava barafuna, that it's even okay lechatchila. Why? Midiktoni talta bovi. Right? So three different cases. One case is mutter b'di'evit. One case is mutter, is asur afilu b'di'evit. So what's the third case? If the third case is asur, it should say it together with the one that's asur. If it's mutter only b'di'evit, it should say it together with the case that's mutter b'di'evit. But if it's mutter lechatchila, then you need a separate third case. Right? What are the three cases? Nolad bo mumiyar of yantif, ein mevakar also be yantif lechatchila. Hu delo. Hadi yevit shaper dami. Nolad bo mum be yantif, Reb Shimon omer ein zemen amucha, and afilu di yevit nomilo. V'hadar tani v'shavin shim nolad hu mumo imo shizemen amucha. But what must be that that case is not like either of the first two cases. Otherwise, you should have put it together with one of the two other cases. Mashma dafil lechatchila nami. Right? Mashma, it's even lechatchila like Rabbi Barafuna said. See Rashi? Abba Tani, al aviv kamar. He wasn't talking about a Tana named Abba, with a word Tanoim. He was talking about his father, Rav Nachman's father. It was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, probably. Mevukar v'shokto lechatchila. Kavosei d'rabba mestabra d'lechatchila shari, miriktani lo betalti bavi. The Brisa d'le'el, b'divrei Shimon ben Menashe. It said three different, with the Rebbe Shimon ben Menashe, it said three different cases. Ein mevakrin lechatchila mashma. If the mum was nolad erev yontif, then it says you can't be mevakir, you can't look at it, but b'di'evit, it's okay. Ein zemen amuchin mashma filo di'evit ein hachana. If the mum was nolad on yontif, so then even b'di'evit, you can't do it. V'ol midefalgino l'trei bavi, right? And the fact that it said another case, the case of where it was Nola together with the Mum, right, it's mashma that that's a third case, not similar to either of the first two. So the only thing it could be is it's Mutal Lechatchila. Ka'amar de Muchan Levakro. The Iba de Evit Ka'amar, Umay Muchan Leshokto Ka'amar, doesn't mean you're allowed to look at the Mum. But if you did, then you could check it. Amay Palgino Letalta Bavi. Why does it say three separate dinim? Should have said the following. Nolad bo mumeir of yontif. Oh, she nolad hu mumoimo, ein mevakar no so beyontif. The lahavi mashma lechatchila hu delo hadiyevit shaper domi. Should have put them together, the two cases, since the halacha is the same by both of them. The chatchila, you can't see the mum, but if you did, you could check it. Elamai, the fact that it's separated into a separate case means that the din of it is a separate din, and the only thing left is that lechatchila it's mutter. Okay, the Gemara says, "Ki also Rav Oshia, also va'aisi masnisa biyade." Right, when Rav Oshia came, he brought another following brisa together with him. Bein shenolid bo mum me'erav yontif. Bein shenolid bo mum biyontif. Chachamim omrim ein zemen amuchan. Right, doesn't make a difference if the mum was nolad on a yontif or on erav yontif. The chachamim hold what's it called that it's ein zemen amuchan. Meaning that what's it called, that lechatchila you can't shecht it, but b'di'evit you can. Rashi. V'aisi masnisa b'yadi garsinen, v'chachon ma'omun ein zemen amuchan. Afilu di'evit. That these cases, even b'di'evit, don't help. V'ha Reb Shimon hi, this goes like Reb Shimon, like that we had, in the Mishnah. The shaminan lay ein roin mumin. Reb Shimon holds ein roin mumin, right? V'kivan de'bahanach tarte. Ore v'tani lehu, right? Since he put these two together, the case of where Nolad, not like Reb Shimon ben Menashe, but Reb Shimon himself, okay, who holds that ein roi mumin, even b'di'evit, okay, whether it was Nolad on Yontif, the mum, or Erev Yontif. Vitani lahu ikala meimer de no that who umumo imo de shari did the evid comer Rav Nachman. Right. Therefore, when Rav Shimon ben Asya said that Rav Shimon held that if it was born with a mum, it's okay. It's not mistaber that it's okay lechatchila. Since the other two cases where the mum came after it was born is asra filu b'di'evit, Rav Shimon is matir who mumoimo only b'di'evit, because the other one's asra filu b'di'evit. But to go to one extreme to the other, this he holds is lechatchila okay, and all the other cases are asra filu b'di'evit, is not mistaber. It's too polarized. So it's mistaber that Rav Shimon said that hu mumo imo is mutter, he meant b'di'evit, because the other two cases are asra filu b'di'evit. The kasha of Abaye, the sayil of Rav Bar Avuna Mehach, right? And it's a kasha of Abaye who wanted to bring a raya to Rav Bar Avuna that Rav Shimon would hold that it's mutter lichatchila from this brisa. The ela kasha hach. Right, the chora of the other brayse is a kasha, and it's a gani charami. A bayis diuk is a diuk. Why did it say three cases? If two of them are only mutter b'di'evit, put them together. Elamai, the third case separate is because it's mutter lechatchila. So what are you going to do with that brayse? Hahi adar bar uchmihi de mishabish v'tani. No, that brayse was quoted by adar bar uchmi, and we know adar bar uchmi didn't get the brayses right. He used to forget and say them wrong. So it's not a authoritative brayse. Rashi, adar bar uchmi, hahu de la'el, adar bar uchmi, hu, chochem echot, shahoyu makirin bo, shahoyu goris mishnayis, u mashkach u mishabshan. He used to learn, forget what he learned, and be mishabesh the brayses, and therefore, what's it called, you can't rely on it. Okay, Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchok, masnisen nomi daika. This is the same Rav Nachum he said before, who said the name of his father, Rav Yitzchok, that, what's it called, that his father told him not like that. Masnisa nomi deke. The Mishnah can medayik also that it's only kosher b'di'evit, hu mumo imo. Diktani Rav Shimon Omar, kol she'ein mumo nikr me'erev yontif, ein ze min amuchen. Right? That any time the mum was not from erev yontif, it's not min amuchen. So when it says, my ein mumo nikr, what does that mean? The mum wasn't nikr erev yontif. Ilay m'she'ein mumo nikr klau, Pshita, right? Tzrich lemeimer. There was no mum at all, Erev Yontif. Then it's the same thing as Nolet Hamum B'Yontif. And it's for sure what's it called, Asra Filu B'Di'evit. Elo Delo Eschazi L'Chochem Erev Yontif. Right? Immum Kavua, Immum Over. Right? It wasn't shown to a Chochem Erev Yontif to see if it was a Mum Kavua, Mum Over. You know it had a Mum, but you weren't sure what kind of Mum. And you didn't show it to a Chochem Erev Yontif. K'toni Mios, Ein Zeh Min Amuchen. Shema Mino. Right? It says, Ein Zeh Min Amuchen means L'chatchila Tzosim. So you see, in any case, and it includes even the case where it was born with the mum, because that's Lo Ischazei Mumo Me'erev Yontif. And still, it's Eino Min Amuchen. Masha, there's no case where L'chatchila you're allowed to see mumin on Yontif, even if it was born with the mum. It's only B'di'evit. Rashi. Deika, Ki Hach Da'aisi Rav Oshia. Just like Rav Oshia brought this other brisa that says B'Therish, it's only Mutter B'di'evit, even Nolad Mumo imo, right? You can medayik from the Mishnah. Deka ki hachta aisi ravoshia inema she'ein mumo meyasmo klaus. Roya bo mum shum mum. It's talking where there was no mum. The mum was nolad on yomtiv. Tzricha lemeimer bitmiya. V'chitzare chayir Reb Shimon lomer the Reb Yehuda ben Machlukso came. V'halo Reb Yehuda isle muktza. V'noy deroy mumin svirulei hay miya aser demuktzahu. Reb Shimon wouldn't have to turn to Reb Yehuda and say, right, if the mum wasn't nikr from Erev Yontif, it's v'shur asr, because it's v'shur asr according to Rabbi Yehuda too. Because if there was no mum Erev Yontif, it's mukta. Rabbi Yehuda holds a mukta. So forget about Rabbi Shimon's time that ain't roi mumin. It's asr because of mukta. So you wouldn't have to tell Rabbi Yehuda, right, if it's ain't nikr hamum Erev Yontif, it's asr. L'chora, what's it called? It's asr anyway because of mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ein zeh min amuchen afilu d'yevet. In that case, Reb Shimon holds that even b'di'evit, you ain't roin mumin. And even if you did see it, you can't shecht it. Me'hash lal korchuk v'shovin shim nolad hu mumo imo, that which it said before in the brisa, that both of them agree, that if the mum was born together with the thing, shezem min amuchan b'di'evit komer, it's only b'di'evit. Because if it would be l'chatchila, you'd hold by both cases, what's it called? All these cases, if it wasn't the mum, wasn't nikar me'er of yontif, he holds it's only mutter b'di'evit. Okay, every case. So there's no case where it's what's it called, where it's l'chatzila. Here, Rabbi Avait. Bo minei Hillel mirova. Okay, it's Rav Hillel or Rav Hillel. Okay, bo minei Rav Hillel mirova. Yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos or ain muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Is there a din of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos? In other words, we'll see how the Gemara gives the case. If something became muktzah on Shabbos and then became not muktzah, does it remain muktzah the whole Shabbos or not? So Gemara says, heichidami. Idi chazi ben hashmoshos ichazi. Right? If it was not muktzah when Shabbos came in, then it's not muktzah. Right? So it's not muktzah at all. Id the lo ichazi. If it was muktzah when Shabbos came in, then we have a klal. Nigo diskatzoi le ben hashmoshos huktzah le kol hayom. If it was muktzah when Shabbos came in, it remains muktzah the whole Shabbos, even if the reason for its muktzah goes away. So what's it called? So that's clear. Case is, when Shabbos came in, it wasn't muktzah. Then it became muktzah on Shabbos, and then the reason it was muktzah went away on Shabbos. So does it remain muktzah for the remainder of Shabbos, or is there no such thing? Since it wasn't muktzah when Shabbos came in, so it's not muktzah for the whole day, and it only became muktzah on Shabbos, when the reason for it being muktzah is there, it's there. When it goes away, it goes away. That's the shaila. Okay? Omer le, what? Whoever holds muktzah, right? Whichever muktzah you hold, right? Whatever muktzah you hold, then we will be Yehuda. Whatever muktzah you hold, does it? What's it called? Does is that muktzah? If it becomes that kind of muktzah, on Shabbos, to remain or not?
There wouldn't be a
silent Rav Shimon. What?
There wouldn't be a
silent. We're not going Rav Shimon now. We're going now on muktzah. Not in our case. Stop. A regular case of what's it called muktzah. Where whoever holds muktzah, if that muktzah becomes on Shabbos, does it stay on Shabbos or not? It's nothing to do with Rav Shimon of Yehuda. Yes, whatever is muktzah, whatever you hold from muktzah, that's it. Omar le yesh muktzah. So he answered him and he said, Rava said that yesh muktzah, remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. See Rashi. Yesh muktzah the chatzi Shabbos, mishum chatzi Shabbos. If it was muktzah for part of Shabbos, im muktzah b'chetzio mihavi muktzah l'kuli Shabbos olo. Does it stay muktzah the whole Shabbos? Heichidami. Michti, stam muktzah hainu grogros utzmukim shemalo son amenas liabshon, right? And that Rav Shimon also holds is muktzah, grogros and smukim, right? So it's not to do with Rav Shimon. They, whoever holds muktzah in any kind of thing, that's the shaila. Stam muktzah is, which everybody holds, is hiksa b'yadayim. You put grapes and dates or figs on the roof to dry. So the process is they're originally edible, then they become unedible in the beginning of the process, and in the end they become raisins and whatever, grogros, that are fit to eat again, dried figs. Shemalo son amanas liyabshon umaksa osom lekach. And when you put them up, you know that there's going to be a time you're not going to be able to eat them. So you're totally maksa them. Umaschilim liyabish ein ruim lachila. When they start to dry out, they're not edible. And until they're fully dried. So therefore, the shaila is, if these things would have been muktzah, only part of Shabbos, so now which part of Shabbos are we talking about? If you put them up on Friday, they already were dry when Shabbos came in, so there's no muktzah. So for sure they're muktzah. Right, they were already edible when Shabbos came in. And if you put them up late Friday and they were in their middle stage of preparation where they weren't edible when Shabbos came in, then we have a klal. That's for sure. If when Shabbos came in it was muktzah, remains muktzah the whole Shabbos. The hachana was on Shabbos, and Shabbos needs hachana from chol. So Rashi learns is talking about the hachana of achilas muktzah, not moving the muktzah, but the hachana of the hechinu rabbis hachana, that You have to prepare something. It has to be prepared to be edible before Shabbos came, because chol has to be made on the Shabbos, and not that it became muchan on Shabbos, like an egg that was born on Shabbos. Tidechsi, bayom ha-shishi, ve'cheinu ha-sesher yadiyu. Lo tzricha, de'echzu ben ha-shmashos, de'idchu b'Shabbos. It was edible when Shabbos came in, and then something happened, and it was pushed away. Shenof l'alem g'shamim v'tofku. For instance, it rained on them, and they became unedible. They became mias. And then it dried out. V'hadar echzu sheshazof s'ashemesh. Then the sun came out, dried them out, and you could eat them again. So when Shabbos came in, they were fit to eat. Then Shabbos morning, it rained, and they weren't fit to eat. And then Shabbos afternoon, they dried up, and they became fit to eat again. Are they mutter Shabbos afternoon, or since they were osur on Shabbos morning, they remain osur the whole day? The kolay boil on hachshin shaita diskatzoi mi osur lekulayum olo. That time that it was osur it now for the whole Shabbos, it doesn't become mutter again or not. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring a raya from our Mishnah. So my Omar le yesh muktza. Yeah, it's osur. Eisvei. Now the Gemara asks a kasha. V'shavim shibnolan umumo imo shezem min hamuchan. Right? If an animal is born with a mum, then it's okay. Gemara says the amai nei mahai b'chor mi kora havechazi agav ime l'chora. When Shabbos came in, this b'chor wasn't born. When Yontif came in, it was born on Yontif, right? And it was born with a mum. And everybody holds, even though it was born with a mum on Yontif, it's what's it called, it's okay. Whether l'chatchila, b'dievet, but l'maisa, it's okay. It's not mukta. So Gemara says, why? When Yontif came in, it was still unborn. And you could have shechted the mother and eaten the child. So it was mukta. It wasn't mukta. Okay? Because when Yontif came in, it was shechtable. And the animal was still inside the mother as mukta. Right? Chazi agadime. Isyoyidle, now it was born on Yontif, idchile. So right away, it was nidche, because we don't know it was a b'chor tam, or a b'chor balmum. So right away, when it was born, we don't know if it's mutter or not. So you didn't have in mind to eat it or not, because you didn't know if it had a mum. Then ischai is a chacham, then he showed it to a chacham, he said it has a mum. Now it became mutter again. Right? So what's it called? So you see, it's a case where it was mutter, osur, and mutter, and we say, what's it called? It's mutter. That ain't muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. Even though it was osur part of Shabbos, it becomes mutter at the end of Shabbos. Amrabaya, the same Rav Safra, kigon diyasvi dainei hasam, it never was osur. As soon as it was born, they took a look at it, and they saw it had a mum. So it never became osur. It was mutter the whole time. Therefore, it's not a case of muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos b'chlau. Ikadiamre, Omer le, ein muktza, l'chatzi Shabbos. Some learn differently, that he said, ein muktza, l'chatzi Shabbos. That doesn't become osur. Lema mesayeh, and we try to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The shavin shimnolet umumu imo, shezem min amuchan. Aiva habachor mikora havichazi, agavime. Isyoyed le idchi le, ichazi l'chocha mishtri le. Omer abaya, v'sem rav safra, kagon liasvi daini hasam. No, it's no raya. It's not talking where it ever was osur. You never had a doubt whether it had a mum or not. As soon as it was born, as it was coming out, they saw the mum. So it was mutter straight through. Rashi. Okay. Ne mahai b'chor meikora ben ashmashos havichazi lishcho desimo. V'hu nechal ben tam ben balmum. And if you shechted the mother, you can eat the bechor, since bechor only becomes kodesh when it's born. An unborn bechor is not kodesh. You can eat it together with the mother. Lefi she'ein bechor kid kodosh ela b'yaleidoso. D'chsiv ashi yivolei b'vkorcha. Kol ha-bechor ashi yivolei b'vkor. Only becomes a bechor with kedusha when it's born. Itchilei shoye b'cheskes bechor tam. When it was born, it had a chazaka being a b'chor tam, until you show it to a chacham, and you'll see a mum. V'asr ad shira mumo. And it's asr till you'll see if there's a mum. Now you show it to a chacham, it became mutter. So the chorah, it was nidcha for part of Shabbos. Diyasi dainei hasam kishinolat. Ukipotro esarechem roes mum. As soon as it came out of the womb, they saw that it had a mum. To the hukta cloud, never was mukta. Okay. Toshma. Still trying to bring a raya. We have two different lashonos, whether the halacha was yesh mukta lechatzi Shabbos or ein mukta, right? And now we're trying to bring rayas one way or the other. Toshma. Haya ochel ba'anodim v'hosir. You were eating grapes and you left over. And you decide, first you have these grapes set aside for eating, not for making raisins, okay? But you got sick of eating the grapes, and you decided, you know what, I'll make raisins out of what's left. The hail and lagag, lasos mem tzimukim. And you put them on the roof to make raisins. The te'enim, you were eating figs, the hoser, and you had left over. The hail and lagag, lasos mem grogros. And you put them up on the roof to make grogros, dried figs. Lo yochel mehen ad shiyazmin be'od yom. So even though the chatchila, these grapes and figs were set aside for eating, not for drying out, but since you decided to change your mind and you put them up on the roof, so then you can't eat from them on Shabbos unless you're mazmin them be'od yom. The Gemara is going to discuss in a few seconds what's going to help to be mazmin them if they're mukta. Okay? V'chein atamotze ba'farsikin u'v'chavushin. And the same thing applies to peaches and chavushim and all different kinds of peiros, that you do the same thing. You set them aside for eating lechatchila, you change your mind, then you put them up for drying, for if you're mazmin, then you can eat them on Shabbos, if not, not. Gemara says, hechi domi, what are we talking about over here? Ide chazu lomalei hazmona. If they're going to be dried before Shabbos comes in, what do you need hazmona for? They were dried before Shabbos. You don't have to go into your kitchen and be mazmin all your food that's fit for eating before Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos. If it's fit to eat before Shabbos comes in, it's fine. Eat lo chazi, and if when Shabbos came in, it was in the middle part of the process, and it wasn't edible, ki azmin lehu mayhavi. What's it going to help to be mazmin then? When Shabbos came in, they were mukta. The fact that you had in mind to eat them after they'll become edible is meaningless. They were mukta when Bein Hashmashas came in. They remained mukta for the whole Shabbos. The chitema de lo yoda ichazi ilo chazi, right? Talking where you didn't know if they were fit or not, right? The omer of kahana mukta shi yodesh. The ena baile makirim bo mutter, right? If in the end it comes out that it was dry, you didn't know what it was, the status was. And you found out later that when Shabbos came in, it was okay. Even though you didn't know about it, that's called okay. That's called mutter. You don't mocks it, me die till you had a suffix. Anything that's a suffix, you don't push out of your mind. Ella, so must be talking, lav, the chazu. When Shabbos came in, they were fit to eat. The idchu. And then they, what's it called, were nidche. The harder yechzu, this case of the rain. It rained, they became not edible. Then it dried out. So then, the harder yechzu. Then, hazmana will help. If you've made hazmana in a case like this, it'll be okay. But without hazmana, won't help at all. The Amras ain't mukta lomalu hazmana. If you hold it, there's no din of mukta of chatzi Shabbos, then it should become mutter automatically without hazmana. Elama yesh mukta ki azman luhu mayhavi. But if you tell me it is mukta, then what does hazmana help? Right? Why should hazmana help? Manav shach. If yesh mukta lechatzi Shabbos, hazmana shouldn't help. If ain't mukta lechatzi Shabbos, you shouldn't need hazmana. And if yesh mukta, hazmana shouldn't help. So what bechlau? What's the case? Well, it says lo tzricha da achzu velo achzu. The ika an in she da achli the ika in she lo achli. When Shabbos came in, it was not totally ready. It was ready. Some people would eat it in that state, and some people wouldn't. So azmin gali daite. So if he's mazmin, he's megaladasi, he's from the people who would eat it. And therefore it was never mukta. Lo azmin, lo gali daite. Right? And what's it called? If he wasn't mazmin it, then he wasn't megaladasi, he's from the people who would eat it. And therefore it was mukta when Shabbos came in. Mamele remains mukta the whole Shabbos. So that's the case. So it's nothing to do with mukta chatzi Shabbos or ma'ein mukta chatzi Shabbos. Rashi. Haya ochel ba'novin v'hosir revusa nokat. The lotema kiven the ochel v'holich lo liboy asmona. And since he was eating these grapes and they were set aside for eating, that nothing could make them, you shouldn't eat hasmona. No, Even if you were eating the grapes, you changed your mind. Now they go back to the regular din of grogros and simukim. The chaim mefarish perik shlishi the shabbos and kira shesikua. Anovim yaveishim kriim simukim. Te'enim shenis yabshu kriim grogros. Afarsikin is parshkish. I love this loazirashi. He says, what's it called? Parshkish perush afarsikin. That's absurd. The chavushim is kroints. Okay? And that's, what's it called? Kroints is chavushim. Ida achzi ben ashmoshes, lomeli hasmona. Havadi kiven de chazabu di yavshu daiti olayu. Shari lo hukza elu di option. If they were ready to eat when Shabbos came in, then you shouldn't need any hasmona. The ida loch achzu ki asmin lu mayavi. And if they weren't fit when Shabbos came in, what's it going to help hasmona? Holochazu lachila, they weren't edible. Velo mahanya lu hasmona. The havile kamazmin eitzim vavonim lachila shein beri achulasim. It's like being mazmin wood and stones for eating when nobody eats them. So bat la daite. So your hasmona doesn't help. Can't make something that's mukta because it's not edible, edible. The chitema de lo yada ichazi lo chazi. If you tell me that he didn't know if it was fit or not, and therefore hasmona will help, the chitema ha hasmona diktani could go into toreachu lo lalos aleim. It was a big bother for him to go to climb up at the roof to see if they were okay or not. She wasn't sure if they were okay when Shabbos came in. The liris from Yavshim Lav, the eni yodeya im ruuyim lo ruuyim, umeichin ba'azmana va'omer hareini ochel mehen lemocher im ruuyim hein. So then he needed hazmana. He didn't want to go climb up and see if they were fit or not. Right? He had a suffix. So he said, I'm being mazmin them. If they were roy, then they should be able to eat them. Vashminin, he loved azmin umeyesma, kiven de lohavi yoda shein ruuyim, lohavi amriyim daiti olayu. Since he didn't know, he was mocked to them. That's what we think, right? Vasurim lech lafilu matzin ruim. Even he went up and found that they were okay, still it wouldn't be good because he wasn't sure. Whereas it's not true. Vomer of kahana muktzah shal grogers tzmukim she yavish mivod yom ve'ein abaylem akirim bo ein abaylem yodim she yavish shelo badkum mivod yom. He didn't know for sure when Shabbos came in that they were dry. He only found out they were dry when Shabbos came in later. They're not muktzah. They're mutter. Lamacher matzu she yavish hayu meyesmo mutter. Even though he didn't know about it, when he put them up, he only put them up to be mukta till the time that they would be dry. When they're dry, he wants to eat them. And they were dry, so it's fine. Must be talking about a case where it was mutter when Shabbos came in, became asur, and then became mutter. And still we say, with hazmana it's good, without hazmana it's no good. Al korchach lo mesuk mahachasmana ilav lahachi the asmin lahu dim yidchu lemacher biyitkinu lebo beyom yochal mehen. That his hasmana was that if tomorrow become osir and then become mutter, I want it. But it's only if it has mana. Mashma without that it'll be osir. So it says elamai yesh muktzah ki asmin lumain habi. But if there is muktzah lechatzis shabbos, what's his hasmana going to help? Like with the same thing, something that's unedible, you can't be masmin to eat when it become edible. Hasmana dekoda matzosa may mahanya. So what's your hasmana going to help for afterwards? It can help. You don't need it for before. They become not iroi. And afterwards, not going to help. It's not talking about a case, bichlal, where it became mutter and then osir. It's talking about a different case altogether. It's talking when Shabbos came in, it was partially edible. Hasmana is, are these edible to you or not? If you made hasmana, it's edible to you. If you didn't make hasmana, then it's not edible to you, and then it's muktzah when Shabbos came in, or he makes muktzah the whole Shabbos.